Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
7:48, 12 till 8. Quickly to our friend, Dr. Corey Hebert, Associate Professor of Pediatrics at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. How you doing, Dr. Corey? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, my friend. How are you?
I'm okay. Tell me what's going on with measles and vaccination rates and herd immunity in Louisiana and all over the country.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let me say this. The first thing I really want people to understand, because everybody's in a bit of a frenzy right now because of some new regulations that came down a couple of days ago. Your doctor can give you whatever vaccination you want to get. There will be no vaccines that will be pulled. There will be no vaccines that are outlawed. The vaccines that you still get, you can continue to get. The issue is that some of them are now recommended, and some of them are now saying that you should use you and your doctor should have this shared clinical decision making before you get the vaccine. And that is the crux of the matter, because it becomes a little bit more honest, have a more honest issue when you have to, when doctors are questioned that way, and people tend to not get vaccinated when those things come out, and then the herd immunity goes down. So what is herd immunity? We really like our immunity to be in the higher levels of 98-97%, because that means that most people in that particular community are not susceptible to that particular illness, which means that the amount of the ability for people to have an outbreak or some type of epidemic or pandemic, those numbers are very, very, very low because of everyone getting their vaccine and having this herd immunity. So these are concepts that people hear and heard a lot about during COVID, but they don't really understand until it happens to them. Like Mike Tyson said, everything is all funny until somebody gets punched in the mouth. You know, everybody's questioning vaccines until your child gets a vaccine preventable illness and then dies. And then you're like, oh, my God, I should have done what I needed to do to protect my child.
So RFK Jr. went to the funerals of the kids that died from measles and he changed his mind then. Has he changed his mind back?
No, not really. And you know, the thing is that these are policies that come down from the federal government. And, it's not just an RFK Jr. thing. It's more of an issue versus science versus people that are not necessarily so deep into science. I'll give you one prime example of what just happened as far as this science, right? So there's a vaccine that we give to people that are going to college, that are in high school, that are actually just being over the age of 16. It's for meningitis type B. Meningitis type B infects around 1,000 people in America every year, sometimes upwards of 2,000 to 3,000, and about 150 to 250 people die every year from this disease that is almost 100% preventable with the vaccine. So if 1,000 people get it, let's say 150 people die. All right, now, they made that vaccine. They said, okay, well, that vaccine is not recommended anymore. However, the vaccine for polio is still recommended. And there's only been one case of polio in the United States in 2022. And since then, there hadn't been one case of polio since 1979. But you want to keep that vaccine and you want to give it to pincushions. And I use say the word pincushions as babies because we give them so many shots. So you're going to give that vaccine, the polio vaccine, to a 2-month, 4-month, 6-month old baby when they haven't had an illness from that in over 40 plus years. But you don't want to give and recommend the vaccine for a disease that people can get right now and die from it. And you give it to a 16 year old. See, that's where the science is kind of a little bit, you know, skewed. But nevertheless, you can get whatever vaccine you want, and that's why your pediatrician or your internal medicine doctor, whatever provider you go to, you have to trust them because they can give you whatever vaccine you need. You just have to believe that what you're getting is what is important for you. And I think that's what the science versus non-science is making people start to question. And that's why you have to stay on the side of science.
And I think the logic of this kind of collapses on itself because, requirement or not, I find it hard to believe that a pediatrician would knowingly give a child something that would harm them or, conversely, would not give them something or withhold something from them that would be of import to them and to society in general, right?
Right. And there's a lot of like rumor that, and there's internet videos, oh, doctors get paid extra money and bonuses for giving people vaccines. Well, I haven't gotten my check yet, and I've been doing this for 30 years. So I want my check if that's the case. But also, there is something that is also illustrative to me that Donald Trump got the COVID vaccine and the flu vaccine about 3 months ago. And there's no way that we would give our president something that would be non-safe or not effective. So that's the way I always look at it. I mean, we're the strongest country in the world, and we would never give our leader something that was not safe and not effective.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it, Dr. Corey-Abert. Now, fairways and greens, remember, that's the important part.
Keep them straight.
There you go. Corey-Abert, Associate Professor of Pediatrics at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, 754, 6 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what's my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.